Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, September the 14th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Florence drenching the Carolinas, also on the Friday rundown, a possible Manafort plea deal. Welcoming Week promotes unity, and Pennsylvania's governor rallies for higher wages for security guards. The nation's top story, Hurricane Florence spreading heavy rain and strong winds into the Carolinas, kicking off an agonizing crawl through the southeast into early next week. The Weather Channel forecasts that will produce catastrophic inland rainfall, flooding, life-threatening storm surge, and destructive winds. 6 feet of storm surge was flooding western Pimlico Sound, including the city of New Bern, last night. Today, hundreds of people from across the state will gather in Belleville, just outside Detroit, for a conference dedicated to making immigrants and refugees feel welcome in the Great Lakes state.
The idea of the Coming Together for Our Communities Summit is to put the unity in community during National Welcoming Week, which includes hundreds of events across the country and dozens in Michigan. Christine Sauvay with the nonprofit group Welcoming Michigan thinks in this current political climate, it's more important than ever to stand together.
Because folks from many of the communities we work with are feeling under attack. And so we're working for the vision and trying to make their communities more inclusive and supportive for immigrants and refugees.
She adds some of the groups attending the conference were galvanized by the Trump administration's short-lived policy of separating immigrant children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. Now the feds are challenging the court decision that says migrant children cannot be held for longer than 20 days. The administration is also expected to propose a rule change that makes it harder for migrants who rely on social programs like food assistance to become permanent residents. I'm Suzanne Potter.
President Donald Trump's ex-campaign chair Paul Manafort tentatively agreed to a plea deal with a special counsel Robert Mueller that will head off his upcoming second trial, that according to ABC News. The New York Post reports the feds expected to announce the agreement in court Friday, but it remained uncertain whether Manafort agreed to cooperate with prosecutors in the Russia probe. A highway contractor found to be not withholding West Virginia payroll taxes for a decade is being required to pay back only 2 years' worth. Dan Hyman has our report.
Florida industrial painting company Seminole Equipment was the low bidder on a South Charleston bridge project. Steve White with the Affiliated Construction Trades says through payroll records, the union found Seminole hadn't withheld state payroll taxes for about $10 million in contracts going back 11 years. White says the union filed a complaint and even picketed last fall, but he says the state put a lien on Seminole for only the last 2 years' worth of withholding.
How could a company not withholding income tax not be required to make good on that? If it was a person locally that hadn't paid for 11 years and they got caught, we'd all be expecting them to pay up.
The West Virginia State Revenue Department lien is for more than $160,000 for accrued withholding interest additions to tax and penalties. Neither Seminole nor the Revenue Department returned calls requesting comment.
Estimates are the company may owe the state close to $500,000 for improper withholding. If the employees file state tax returns, West Virginia's on the hook for any refunds. Governor Tom Wolf standing with security officers this week in Pittsburgh as they rally for $15 an hour in their next contract. More from Andrea Sears.
Just a little more than 3 years ago, security officers in the city were paid as little as $7.50 an hour. But more than 1,000 joined Service Employees International Union Local 32BJ and won a contract that has raised their pay to $12 an hour or more, with additional benefits such as employer-paid health insurance and paid holidays. According to Sam Williamson, the Western Pennsylvania District Director for the union, Wolf's presence at the rally this afternoon sends an important message.
The governor made it clear that he supports the right of workers to organize, supports the labor movement, and supports workers who are fighting for $15 an hour wages.
He says the workers also are being supported in their negotiations by other public officials, including Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto and State Representative Ed Gainey.
The union says from airport workers in Philly to security officers in Pittsburgh, workers are still struggling to make ends meet. And finally, Catherine Davis Young reports Arizonans this month have a chance to join in celebrating an endangered species success story.
There were only around 22 California condors left in the world in the 1980s. They're still critically endangered and face a number of environmental and man-made threats. But thanks to conservation efforts, condor numbers have been rising steadily for decades. The population is now around 500, and about 85 live in northern Arizona and southern Utah. The Peregrine Fund will release several captive-bred young California condors at Vermilion Cliff National Monument next week. Chris Parrish with the Peregrine Fund encourages the public to come see the birds take flight in their new Arizona home.
It's a program in action that people have access to, and that's something unique for endangered species management.
This is the 23rd year that condors are being released in Arizona. Have a great weekend. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.